along the canal, unmooring behind the backs of coal darkened warehouses, small window after small window smashed or cracked. We saw the spoilage, the rusty pipes crisscrossed over and under, leaking corrosives. Then the murky water seemed to renew in a meadowy place, with coots and moorhens calling. The twilight returned starlings, thousands swirling, pouring themselves into the reeds. That night, head against the stern, I dreamt my first living creature, a slate-eyed wolf, staring. 30 years later, I am parked in a new, mostly empty lot, and birds, just past dawn, rise and fall on ground they cannot enter, splinter the air into bits of black ash.